Sing Alleluia to the Lord. Sing Alleluia. Sing Alleluia. Sing Alleluia to the Lord.
Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son.
Sing Alleluia to the Lord. Sing Alleluia to the Lord. Sing Alleluia. Sing Alleluia. Sing Alleluia to the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came with the disciples into the house. Again a crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus worked hard. I don't think Jesus wants us to work, no time to eat, no time to rest. At times, really, our work, the heavy loaded, at times, little time to rest, and little time to work, to pray also. But I think Jesus wants us, every time, there's a time for prayer, time for rest, and time for work. And that's a normal. So Jesus doesn't want us to work as hard as he is, that he is out of his mind. Only one or twice. Jesus rests well. Also, we have to learn from Jesus. Whatever he does is only the will of God. Today, the Alleluia quote Acts, the apostles, saying, "Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son." There was a story when St. Paul went to Philippi, and he went down to near a river, there's a prayer house. He preached there. There was a lady called Lydia. Listen attentively. At the end, the ex-apostle says, the Spirit come upon her, she understand, she followed every word of Paul. At the end, she invited Paul to stay in the house. It's a sign that she would become a believer. They never heard about Jesus before. So this is the way. A contact with people so they can bring Jesus to them. So much so that they would like to be part of us, to be part of the body of Christ. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit. So first of all, keep the Spirit in us so that we can share this gift for the other people.